Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. The shiur should be a special from our Rebbe Mercy. Schus refuas chayich abfeg vasmicha dispasia. Naftali Hertz ben Sina Rezel and Frank ben Rus Oshachal Israel. Schus Moshe Veshti Marisol Moshe Mordechai. We're continuing our series of shiurim and mishlei based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Agoyim with Moshe Zatzal. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisod the Torah Perek Zayin Halacha Vav writes, "Called Ram Shemaynu and Derech Nevuah L'Chol Nevraim V'Yam Arishayin Nevarach Roinim." Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbam Shalkol Nevim. My first is Ben Nevuah Moshe L'Shav Kol Nevim Shalkol Nevim B'Chaloyim Ove Mar Moshe Rabbeinu Misnabe Vu Eid Vu Er V'Oyme Chinema Uvivol Moshe Olam Moed V'Daber Ito V'Yishma Sekol Es Hakol Medaber Eilav Kol Nevim Aide Malach V'Fikach Roin Moshe Roin Moshe V'Chida Moshe Rabbeinu Aide Malach Lo Aide Malach. Shnamar pale pale dab of Namar, the Debiah Hashem, and Moshe upon him upon him. Namar Tunis Hashem, Yavit Kilomer, Shain Shem, Mashal, Aroya, Adavra, Boya, Belich, Belichido, Beloy Mashal. We shall tell him Edel of the Mar of Lachido, Shem, Snabi, Lachidel, the Marish, or Adavra, Boya. So the difference between Nevuas, Moshe Rabbeinu, and other Nevi'im is that other Nevi'im see their vision in a dream, and Moshe Rabbeinu is wide awake. Other Nevi'im see Al Yidei Malach. Mashal, Achida. They have some sort of parable, a riddle, puzzle, and they have to interpret it. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Alidei Malach. It's directly from God. He sees things clearly without a riddle and without a mashal. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a lot more clarity. L'chora is a steer in the Rambam, because Tmuna means Mitziut Achat Ne'eteket Liot Mishtakefet B'Mitziut Acheret. When we talk about a tmuna, we're talking about one mitzvah, which is copied to a different mitzvah. That's what a tmuna is. So it must be that the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu sees is through a tmuna, and not through the mitzvah itself. In Mechora, it's not correct to say that he sees Al Burya below Chida below Mashal, like it says in the Sukkim Pel Pel Dagraba, Panim El Panim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Tumuna Hashem Yavit. So if he has a Tumuna is not the Metzias itself, it's just a picture of the Metzias. And that apparently is against the Sukkim Pel Pel Dagraba, Panim El Panim, that it's Moshe Rabbeinu is relating to the Metzias itself. V'kvar shalu mein ze b'raya lemehimna al astira u'tumunat Hashem yabit u'ben ki lo ritem kol tumuna l'raya mehimna mizor HaKadosh. It asks the stira. On one hand, the pasuk says u'tumunat Hashem yabit, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the picture of Hashem. And on the other hand, it says ki lo ritem kol tumuna. You saw no picture. So which one is it? Yes, picture, no picture. Amad al kushya zo aramchal v'dat tfunot kuf pei bet at kuf pei zayin. The explanation of Maharal's teretz is she'ashorish haklali she'akol hanivraim kulam hu zeh she'nekra tumunat Hashem. Zeh ofen gilui mitziyuto yitbarach lan nimtzaim. מעבר למציאות שלנו, אין לנו שום השגה. ולכן צורת ההתגלות היא לעולם דרך דבר אחר, תמונה. אך צריך לדעת שבדבר המושג באותה התגלות, היינו בנמשל, אין כלל תמונה. בשורש הכלל יבוא בנבריים, is called תמונת השם. That's the way that God reveals his מציאס to those who exist here. Beyond our מציאס, we have no השגה. And therefore, the tzura that Hashem is misgala to us is always via something else, via tmuna. But we have to know shevdavar musag beotayt galut, what is perceived, and that is galus. In other words, in the nimshal, there is no tmuna. And on that comes the asar ki lo risim kol tmuna. Devar musag ain't kol tmuna. Stomeret, the gili hametzius is the tmuna Hashem. But the Davar HaMusog has no tumun. What's perceived has no picture. L'chein b'b'ri'ah שבה מתגלה תמונת השם in the Bria, where we have a revelation of the picture of Hashem, one has to be toifes the mashal and understand the nimshal, which is by Moshe Rabbeinu a bechina of peh al peh adaber bo. תמונת השם היא צורת הגילוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא לנמצאים. זוהי צורת הגילוי בטהרתה. תמונה זו התגלתה למשה רבנו להדיה, וממנה הוא השיג את הנמשל היותר גבוה. השם כן שאר הנביאים, שגם את הגילוי של תמונת השם תפסו רק בדרך נמשל, ולא ראו אותה להדיה בדרך משל. תמונת השם is the form of the revelation of הקדוש ברוך הוא to those that exist. That is the Tzuras HaGilui, that is the form of revelation in all of its purity. That's the Tzuras HaGilui of Hashem. And this Tumuna was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu explicitly. And from it, he understood the higher Nimshel. And Hashem came other Nevi'im, even the Gilui of Tumunas Hashem, they understood B'derech Nimshel. And they didn't see it Lehedya B'derech Mashal. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Tumunas Hashem as a mashal, and then he perceives the higher nimshal. But he perceives the Gilui B'Taharasa in all of its purity. Other Nevi'im, even the Gilui of Tumunas Hashem, they understood only B'Derech Nimshal. They didn't receive the revelation in its pure form. And that's the idea of Aspaklaria HaMe'ira, the clear looking glass in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aspaklaria, writes the Rambam in the 7th parak of Shemoneh Prakim, Shem HaMar'eh HaNa'aseh MiGuf HaMazhir KeShoham BiZchuchit. The name of the vision that is seen from the body that gives it shine, like glass of a gem. צריך להבין שלגבי העין הרואה דרך המחיצה, הרי שאין זו מחיצה כלל, שהרי העין רואה דרך זכוכית, כל מה שהיא יכולה לראות. אלא הביור הוא שאילולי המחיצה, אי אפשר היה לראות את האור. כל האפשרות לראותו הוא רק על ידי המחיצה שממעטת את האור. אספקריה המהירה, מחיצה שעושה את היחיטימצי שיהיה אפשר לראות. Without this מחיצה, we wouldn't be able to see the light. The possibility of seeing the light is through this מחיצה, through this partition. The אספקלריה המאירה is a מחיצה that makes a היחיטימצי, that makes a means whereby one will be able to see. Otherwise, the person is sagi nahor. What is sagi nahor? That's a lashon that Chazal used to describe blindness. So Rav Tzadik explains that blindness can come either because one is unable to see, or there's too much light which doesn't allow him to see. So what Chazal did was they used the positive side. Sagi nahor, זה הצד החיובי של חיסרון הראייה. That's the positive side of not being able to see. את המחיצה הזו אי אפשר לעבור. So, you can't pass through this מחיצה. That's what it means. כי לא יראני האדם וחי. As long as man is connected to Chomer, he can only be toifes. What's shaykh to be toifes, what's shaykh to understand when he's in a matzav of Chomer. You understand what this idea is of aspaklaria, this looking glass, that enables Moshe to be able to see. שורש העניין של נבואה דרך משל דווקא, הוא בכך שאחד משורשי רצונותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, להתגלות בבריאה. ועצם ההתגלות היא דרך הבריאה, היינו, הבריאה עצמה היא צורת הגילוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא. לכן הנבואה באה בדרך משל מהבריאה עצמה. The source of נבואה is דרך משל, because one of the roots of God's will is to reveal himself in the בריאה. And the עצם הסגלוס is דרך הבריאה. In other words, the בריאה itself is the צורת הגילוי, is the form of revelation of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore, נבואה comes בדרך משל מהבריאה עצמה. Nevuah comes b'derech mashal from the Bria, because Hashem wants to reveal himself through the Bria. Vaya mashal. The whole Bria is a Nevuah, is Dvar Hashem. That's what it means in the Pasuk, v'nigla kvod Hashem, v'ra'u kol basar yachdav, ki pi Hashem diber, ha-Bria kula hidav Dvar Hashem. The glory of God will be revealed, and all flesh together will see that the mouth of God is speaking. The whole Bria is going to be speaking Dvar Hashem. And that's the way it's going to look in the future. Le'olam Hashem, Dvarcha, Nitzav B'Hashemayim. The word of God is always in the heavens. It's there constantly. And it's a matter of being able to hear it. Dvaro Shel Hashem, ונקודת הקיום של כל הדברים כולם. ודברו של השם זו הנבואה. לכן הבריאה עצמה הנבואה נאמרת בבריאה. בריאה is נבואה that is said in the בריאה. The whole בריאה is a נבואה, because it's saying the word of God. And that's what Avram Avinu did when he saw that יפ של הבירה בלי מניק, he got to a point of hate to tell of בעל הבירה. זאת אומרת שכאשר תופסים את העניין של הבירה, הרי שהנבואה מדברת אליו, ויש גילוי של בעל הבירה. When you're tofes the bira, you're tofes the bria is the tower that's on fire, which is the bria. When you're tofes the bria, then you get the nevuah, because the nevuah is speaking to us through the bria, if you're able to hear. That's the whole tzuras hagilui la'nevra, and there's no other type of gilui. Ela shebegilui zeh yesh dargot shel omek. There are differing levels of depth until the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gilui b'abriya sheba b'derech chokhmah inyanao litfos et hadvarim b'derech chida. Ukufi shenitbaer b'me'aral shekvar dibarnu alav shachokhmah adifa al nevuah kivan shebenevuah efshar lehasig rak ad kama sheroim ad kama shehamashal yachol leharot. Ach b'chokhmah שהתפיסה היא לא דרך משל, אבל דרך של התעוררות מתוך הדברים על עומק המונח בהם, הרי אפשר להשיג עד כמה שמערכי השכל יכולים לתפוס. זאת אומרת, that the gilui in the bria that comes בדרך חכמה, the idea is to perceive things as a riddle. Like the Maharal explains that חכמה is greater than נבואה, because נבואה, you can only perceive as much as you're able to see, as much as the משל is able to show you חכמה, it goes beyond the mashal, because it's the tfisa of chachma is not derech mashal. You look at what you see, and you're able to go beyond that. When it comes to nevuah, you see the mashal, whatever the mashal shows you, that's what you're able to see. But chachma is, you see what you see, and then that brings you to a place that the seichel, not what you can see, but even the seichel can perceive, which is beyond what the eye can see. So that's why chachma is greater than nevuah chacham adif minavi. That's what we spoke about at length. That's why there's no Nevi'im were Misnabe in Olam Haba, because the Etzem Metzias of Olam Haba is a Metzias Nevdelis, and it's not Shaykh to the Asag of a Navi. A Navi tofis tadvarim b'chelik shesheikh l'tfisa shelana, v'lo b'chelik ha'nevdel shelayim. לכן המציאות שאינה שייכת אלינו כלל, וכולה נבדלת, אין לנביא תפיסה בה כפי שנראית בנבדלותה. ביד הנביא המדמה, הושע י"ב א', דמיון, is that one thing is similar to another thing. And that's as far as the Nevi'im go, as far as your tfisa of Mashal v'Nimshal. But Chochma goes beyond that. Kfi shekvar dibarnu b'harchava. בתפיסה של חוכמה, של דרך חידה, הדברים הם רק דרך התעוררות להגיע למשמעות. זוהי הבנה של בינותי מכלל דתאה. הבנה בה דרך התקדמות על ידי טעויות עד לתפיסה אמיתית של הדברים. אך כל ההבנה מתחילה רק לאחר שהייתה התעוררות לתפוס עומק רב יותר. המושכל השני לעולם נבנה על חורבנו של המושכל הראשון. אך אם לא תהיה קושיה במושכל הראשון, ולא תהיה התעוררות להגיע מעבר לו, הרי שלעולם לא יגיע המושכל השני. נתפיס הפכוח מפחידה, things are perceived when one's intellect is aroused to get to the deeper meaning. And that's the understanding of the Gemara and Megillah. Binoisi, Daniel says, Binoisi basfarim. Mechlal deta. It means you originally made a mistake. Because Havana comes by first making a mistake. And then you get to the right understanding. You get to a deeper understanding. The Muskel Sheni is always built on the Churban of the Muskel Rishon. If there's no Kasha in the Muskel Rishon, there's no service to get beyond that. You're never going to get to the Muskel Sheni. That's obviously the sort of learning. But we ask Kashas because we get to a deeper and deeper Havana. The Nevuah, המשל הוא לעולם קיים, והנמשל החוץ בו מובן מתוכו. מה שאין כן בחוכמה, החידה היא רק דרך להתעורר ולהבין את תוכן הדברים. ולאחר שהובנו, אין לחידה שום מקום. לאחר שיש תירוץ, אין שום מקום לקושיה. אחרת, אין כאן תירוץ כלל וכנבואה. The mashal is always there, and the nimshal is connected to it, and is understood from the mashal. מה שאין כן חוכמה, the chida is only a way to be misoirer and understand teichen advar. After it's understood, this chida, this riddle, has no place. The mashal is always there, and the nimshal is connected to the mashal. That's in the world of nevuah. In the world of chachma, you have the chida to be misoirer, and then afterwards there's no room for the chida. After there's a teretz, there's no room for the kasha. Otherwise, what's the point of the teretz? The teretz removes the kasha. So now there's no room for the kasha. So that's the derech of chachma. כבר ביארנו ששני מהלכים של הבריאה כחוכמה או כנבואה, these two מהלכים of the בריאה, חוכמה נבואה, were perceived through אברהם אבינו. When he says, אי אפשר לבירה בלוי מנהיג, אין זה משל אלא חידה. כל הבריאה כולה היא קושייה ותמה. How could it be that there's a בירה בלוי מנהיג? And therefore comes the Havana that there's a מנהיג לבירה. There is a manik, there is a ruler for this palace. כאשר יש את התפיסה הזו, הרי שאין שום מקום כבר לקושיה, אפשר לבירה ולא מנהיג. In other words, אברהם אבינו went דרך החוכמה. And he said that it's impossible, it's a kasha, what's going on? How can this world be without a manik? It's a chida. It's a puzzle, it's not a mashal. It's a chida, it's a puzzle. What's going on over here? And after he gets to the conclusion, comes to the conclusion that there's a God, so then there's no more room for the kasha. Once you have the teretz, there's no more room for the kasha. Otherwise, what's the point of the kasha? Otherwise, what's the point of the teretz? ומתוך כך בא לגבי השגת החוכמה, השגה של הנבואה. And then הציץ עליו בעל הבירה, then God appeared to him. And then God appeared to him כמשל, שממנו יש יציאה להבנת הנמשל. And then there's a kiyum for the mashal even after the nimshal. So God appears to him, that's the nevuah, derech mashal, and then memela, he gets the nimshal, which is connected to the mashal. As I'll say about Avraham Avinu, with two kleyot, his two kidneys were like two jugs of water, which were flowing with Torah, it says in Bereishis Rabbah 95.3. איזה תפיסה וכך, התפיסה של הדברים בא מעצמו, רב ותלמיד בתוך עצמו. בנבואת זכריה כתוב בפרק ד', פסוקים א' עד ו', וישב מלאך הדובר בי, וען ואומר למלאך הדובר בי, מה אלה אדוני, ויען המלאך הדובר בי, ויאמר אלי, לא ידעת מה הם האלה, ואמר לא אדוני, ויען ויאמר אלי, זה דבר השם, אל זרובבל לאמור, לא בחיל ולא בכוח, כי אם ברוחי, אמר השם צבקות. כל המהלך של הנבואה זו, this is a very, very puzzling נבואה. The Navi sees a Mara נבואה, and he doesn't understand it. אינו מבין אותו. דבר שלא מצאינו בשום נבואה אחרת. תמיד נחקק מיד פתרון המשל בליבו, כלשון הרמב"ם. Immediately he chaps the pitaro. But here the Malach says, he says to the Malach, what are these? And I says, you know, he says, no, I don't know. And the Malach says, this is the word of God to Zerubbabel saying, not with power, not with strength, rather with my spirit, says Hashem. It's weird that the Yuri doesn't understand the Nevoi, Tera Mizo. The Malach Atzmo ba b'tviya l'Zachariah. Hello, yadata mahim ha'ele. You know what these are. Mashma lechora, shegam kan, seder no yatzich liyot b'ofen shanavim evin et ha'inyan ha'nevoah. Maaseh ha'avin lo evin. So why didn't he understand? He's supposed to understand. The Malach says to him, you know what these are. You know what this is. So the Mepharshim explained, based on Chazal, that the Nevoah is talking about Ba'isheni. You mean Ba'isheni? We see the Mishanav is Mershki Vatoram. מסיני המצויר לישור שהוא הזכן זכן מבין, מבין מצויר לאנשי כנסה גדולה, הם המשלושי דבר. The transition, מבין את האנשי כנסה גדולה, זה עניין התקוף צבא אישיין. We have to understand בעצם, דברי המשנה, שעניין של התורה שנמסרה על ידי נביאים, לא היה בדרך מקרה, כיוון שהם היו גדולי אותו דור, אלא זה דבר מהותי למסירת התורה. This עניין. Of Torah that was נמסר על ידי נביאים, wasn't בדרך מקרה, but this is something inherent, essential, intrinsic. That because they're נביאים, they are part and parcel of the Isha Asheris Mesiris HaTorah, and they gave it over to the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. The Tfis of a Navi is only B'derech Re'iyah, and therefore all the Tfis of the Navi in B'Torah is B'tzura Shel Nivu'ah. Not that they heard the Divrei Torah B'derech Nivu'ah, because it says HaNivu'ah Eino Mu'ilah B'Firushi HaTorah, like the Rambam says in Akdam at the Perish Mishnais. Rather, the Tzura Satfis of B'Torah was like the Tzura Satfis of Nivu'ah. They heard the Divrei Torah in a regular way, but the way they perceive it is as one perceives Nevuah. V'lachein ayu rashei ador kivan sheyu b'madrigal yonosh atzurat ha'tfisa azov Divrei Torah. That's why the Nevi'im, they had this higher tzuras tfisa of Nevuah, of revelation. They perceived it on that level. It was given over to them with their achshmi in a regular way, but it was perceived on a much higher level, and therefore they were part of the shalshalas ha'mesarah. אנשי כנסת הגדולה זו תפיסה אחרת. זו תפיסה של חוכמה. זאת אומרת, תפיס of נבואה is like we said, משהו ממשל. The משהו remains even after the נמשל. תפיס of חוכמה is that חידה, this is puzzle, this is קשה, and once you have the teret, there's no need for the קשה anymore. וכלשון המערל, שכבר הבאנו בשיעור הקודם, אחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, שהחכם מוציא את הדברים מעצמו. היינו, הדברים נתפסים לא מחמת עצמם, שעומדים מחוץ לאדם ונראים לא כמו בנבואה, אלא התפיסה באה מתוך החכם עצמו. לכן לגבי אנשי כנסת הגדולה, הנוסח הוא הם אמרו. הדברים מתייחסים כעת אליהם. הדברים יצאו מהם ולכן הם שלהם. אנשי כנסת הגדולה אין מקום להם אמרו, כיוון שהתפיסה של נביאים היא לא מתוך עצמם, אלא עד כמה שמראים להם, את הדברים. The Maharal explains that Chacham is moitzi me'atzma, in other words, the dvarim are nitfas, not because of themselves that are outside of a person and appear to him as a nevuah, but rather the tfisa comes, the perception comes from within the person himself, and therefore Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the nisach there is hem amru shalshel dvarim. Now it relates to them. Until now we don't have the Nevi'im talking, we have in Pirkei Avos and Shalshel Samsara. When we talk about Mesiris HaTorah, we don't find them saying, only by Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Because they are speaking b'derech chachma, and therefore heim amru. Whereas the tfis of Nevi'im is as it's being shown to them, and not as they see it themselves, therefore you can't say heim amru. So So we have Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai and Misera Yoshua. So Pshat is that Moshe is one Madreg of Torah, and then he gives it over to Yoshua's Kenim, Kenim, Kenavim, and then Nevi'im. It's another Madreg, and then Nevi'im Israel and Shekin Esagadol, that's a Tfis of Chacham, that's a third Madreg. The Vada Nafkaminot, a Nafkamina, בין שתי התפיסות שכאן התופס הוא בעלים על הדברי תורה וכאן לא. We have two תפיסות. One the תופס is the בעלים על הדברי תורה לחכם, and the other way no. There's another נפקמינה. רמב״ם נורא סבר תורה teaches 10.1 שנביא לא צריך לעשות אות של שינוי הטבע כדי לעמת את נבואתו על ידי באות שידע את העתידות. הכל פנים פשוט שאם עושה אות שהוא שינוי הטבע הרי שוודאי שיש בכך כדי לעמת את נבואתו, ועוד זה הוא חלק מעובדת היותו נביא. לכאורה יש להבין, הלא מצאים במקומות רבים בש"ס, שתנאים והמוראים שינו את סדרי המציאות, ובכל זאת פשוט הוא שאין בכך כדי לעשותם נביאים. ויתרה מזו, כל האותות של שינוי הטבע שנעשו על ידי הנביאים, באו בתנ"ך כמאורע שצוין במיוחד. בעוד שאצל המוראים והתנאים היו אלה מעשים שבכל יום. Pashut that a Navi doesn't have to make an oath of Shinui HaTeva, he just has to know the future. But it's Pashut that if he makes an oath of Shinui HaTeva, so that definitely proves his Nevuah. And this sign is part of him being a Navi. So apparently we have to understand, we find in numerous places in Shas that Tanaim and Amoraim change the order of the Metzias. And nevertheless, that doesn't make them Nevi'im. So they are Mishana Sidrei HaMetzius. Aval Ein B'kach Kedei La'asotam Nevi'im. Tanaim and Amoraim were Nevi'im. Not only that, but the Oses that were done in Tanakh are like a special event. By the Tanaim and Amoraim, Zeh Ma'asim Shebechol Yom. As Biur HaDavar, Shekivan Shestakel Be'oraita, Ubra Alma, Harei Shepashut Hu, Shemishu Be'alim Al HaTorah, Hu Gam Be'alim Al HaMetziut. Achar Shenevi'im Masru, את התורה לאנשי כנסת הגדולה, שהתפיסה שלהם בתורה הייתה מתוך עצמם, היינו שתורתם שלהם הם הבעלים על התורה, הרי שהבריאה היא בידם לעשות בה כרצונם, ואין כל רבותה בעשיית מופתים. מה שאין כן אצל הנביאים, שתפיסת הדברי תורה אצלם היא בצורת התפיסה של הנבואה, שכל הדברי תורה לא נתפסים מתוך עצמם, אלא באים בדרך של תפיסה מבחוץ, הרי שהם אינם בעלים על התורה, ויש צורך מהלך מיוחד של מופת ואות כדי לשנות את הטבע. וכוח זה ניתן דווקא לנביא, ולכן זהו חלק מעניין נבואתו. זאת אומרת, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and he created the world. So it's pashut that a person who's bailam on the Torah is also bailam on the Metzius. After the Nevi'im gave the Torah to Anshei Knesset HaGadola, their Tfisa in the Torah was Mitoch Atzma. In other words, their Torah, they were the Bailam on the Torah. The Bria is now in their hand to do as they wish. There's no Chiddush in performing miracles. And Shein Ken by the Nevi'im, their Tfisa of Divrei Torah was Betzuris Tfisa Shel Nevuah. Their old Divrei Torah was not Nitfas Mitoch Atzma, but their Shel Tfisa Mibachutz. In other words, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, they're Bailam on the Torah, because they understand Torah b'derech chachma. If you're bailam on the Torah, you understand it from within yourself. So you have bailus on the bria. So it's no big deal to do miracles. But when it comes to a navi is toifes b'derech shel tfisa mibachutz. He's understanding and perceiving something outside of him. Harei she'im einam be'alim al Torah. They're not bailam on the Torah, and there's a requirement for a special mahalach of moifes ve'ois in order to be mishan of it. Therefore, there it's much harder. They're not bailus in the Torah. You know, they're not bailus in the bria. So for them, a miracle is a big deal. And if they can do a miracle, so that proves their nevuah, because they shouldn't have that capacity. The fact that they do proves their nevuah. It's mizgaber alateva. It's man bayisheni. It's not mizgaber alateva, because that's the mahalach of seder olam, the shlita al malchi ateva, and that's Torah b'Yisrael, and that's the perish of the nevuah in Zechariah. Lo v'chayel v'lo v'choach ki im beruchi hanu ein tzorich lehitgaberut shel koach alateva. You don't have to be mishtalet on teva with koach, but rather al yedei ruach. Lo b'chayel v'lo b'choach kim b'ruchi amar Hashem tzvakot. V'rashi lo b'chayel v'lo b'choach shelachem tasu et binyan beiti. Not with strength and power you're going to build my house. Kim b'ruchi with my spirit. Ani yaten et ruchi al dar yavesh v'yitzave lachem livnot. I'm going to give my spirit to dar yavesh, and he's going to command you to build. Ve'la'asot kol tzorchei yitziyat ha'binyan mishelo, and to do all of the expenses of the binyan from him. Zot omeret, the binyan of Bayis Rishon came b'derech kibush u'muchama v'sgabes al ha'umot. Bayis Sheni is a mahalach tiv'i, ha'idei haskamat ha'umot b'lo milchama klal. Zeu ha'nivuah l'kol ha'sot shel Bayis Sheni, ki im b'ruchi, that's the spirit of God. You don't have to be misgaber with koyach al ha'teva, just the ruach is memela going to be shelet al ha'teva. במקום של המסירה מנבואה לחוכמה, צריכה להיות תערובת של שתי התפיסות. If you're passing on from nevuah, transitioning from nevuah to chachma, there has to be a mixture of these two tfisos. That's the idea of Knesset HaGadol, like the Rambam says, in his Hakdamot Mishnah Torah, Beis Dino של Ezra, הם הנקראים אנשי כנסת הגדולה, והם חגי וזכריה ומלאכי, דניאל וחנניה ומישאל ועזריה ונחמיה, בן חחליה ומרדכי בלשן, וזרובבל, והרבה חכמים עמהם, תשלום 120 זקנים, האחרון מהם הוא שמעון הצדיק, והוא היה מכלל ה-120. טבעת המסירה, מנבואה לחוכמה, כולל בתוך את שני הצדדים. We have the 120 זקנים, and then we have a number of נביאים. So therefore, we have the אנשי כנס הגדולה, which is the transition, so then we have both. Based in the Vezos, אנשי כנס הגדולה, a lot of חכמים, so we have 120 Zekanim and some Nevi'im as well. So we have both. We have a mixture of Zekanim and Nevi'im, Chachamim and Nevi'im. Often it galut ha'tchilat inyan ha'chuchma tzichah lavo b'der shal nevu'ah. Hashvah lo nitfeset b'der shal avanat ha'mashal miyad avanat ha'nemshal mitochol ha'tfisat avrim miyadim alach shal chuchma. So ha'torut me'atzma. Lachain, kachu seder ha'nevu'ah b'zachariyah. Va'an omar מה אלה אדוני? אין פה גמר של נבואה. גמר הבנת המראה שמיד נחקק בתנו בלי ונביא, אלא שנביא רואה את המראה ואינו מבינו. ועל כן אומר המלאך, הלא ידעת מה הם האלה, אני תפיסת דבר צריכה לבוא מתוך השכלת הנביא עצמו, ולא בנבואה. So that's the mahalach here. We have this נבואה. The beginning of chachma is coming בדרך נבואה. The נבואה is not perceived שהבנת נמשל, immediately you get to the nimshal, as nevuah is normally understood, but rather mahalach of chachma is sesoris me'atzma, that it's coming, the wisdom's coming from inside of you and not from something outside of you. Never the whole seder of nevuah is that hey, v'an v'omar ma'ilad, what's going on over here? There's no gemara in your nevuah. I don't understand the pitaron. And the malach says to him, no, yalo yadata me'im ma'ilad. You have to go, tfisis hadvarim has to go mitoch your haskala and not mitoch hanevuah. נבואה זו היא המעבר מנביאים לאנשי כנסת הגדולה, נבואה על המהלך של בית שני. זהו הגילוי בדרך נבואה על תוכן החוכמה של תקופת בית שני, שתוכנו הוא לא בחייל ולא בכוח, כי אם ברוחי. So the נבואה, this נבואה is a transition from נביאים לאנשי כנסת הגדולה, לאנשי כנסת הגדולה, נבואה למהלך של בית שני. So that's a גילוי בדרך נבואה, and the content of Chachma, Ptufetz Bayis Sheni, which is Lovachai V'Lovachoch Kim Baruch, it's going to be God's spirit. It's going to come from people, it's going to come to Derech HaTeva, and it's not going to be something from the outside. So we have a Nevuah, which is not going to be perceived by Derech Chachma, so it's going to be a Shiluv of both, this combination of both. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we covered a lot of very deep material. Yitz Hashem, the next year, we will go weiter, we nether, become Shir. We will see neflos, rabos, gedolos, vatsumos, mitaras, Hashem. And I am so gratified that you were with me and that you listened and hopefully understood. And like I said, these are very deep in Yanim. And we have so much more to talk about. So please, I ask, stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. We shall continue.